Good morning. I'd like to thank Gary for his help with this session, and of course Dr. Seth Murray for organizing this. A lot of work behind the scenes. So I'm Walter Souza from Iowa State University. I lead a PBA project, I'm here to share a little bit about experience on this project. But before I move on to the next slides, so there's a lot of optimism out there about the next 10 years Africa being able to feed the world. We've made significant strides in cutting down extreme poverty globally, global efforts. But I'm really concerned about this. So at the top of this slide is a map showing median age across countries. And the bottom is the countries that required food assistance last year. So you have a lot of young people concentrated within the sub-Saharan region, and most of these countries are still food insecure. This is an issue. You all are aware in here about the dissatisfaction about hunger and youth and lack of employment and all that is tied to, you know, lack of food and what happens to that. I think this is truly of a national interest to the United States and other parts of the world. And so I believe, personally, human and institutional capacity building is required, and that's the way forward for me. It brought me to this stage here speaking to you, and I think it can help the youth in Africa working together to help to resolve this challenge. Gary touched on this program that Gates Foundation is supporting, and again, we are grateful for the organizations such as the Gates Foundation for their effort globally to alleviate poverty. And IMCDA brings together a great partners, AGRA, the three universities that Gary mentioned, working together with us at Iowa State, with our role being providing an e-curriculum for plant breeding targeting the master's level students, and reaching out to several countries in the sub-Saharan region and promoting recruitment of women being part of this next generation of plant breeders. You all know here how important, you know, women are to agriculture in Africa and other parts of the developing world. Work by these students is focused on the crops of importance to Africa, dealing with breeding problems that are affecting Africa. So everything done in Africa by the Africans and helping them embrace their program, embrace the training, and lead the training in partnership with us. So for PBEA, we are adapting courses that are offered through the online MS in plant breeding at Iowa State University for delivery to the African universities. Four of these courses, by the time this program started in 2013, were available, ready to go, with modifications about units and other things, examples that are relevant to Africa. But two of these courses had to be developed from scratch. Cultivar development course will be available next year, and this course is led by Dr. Rita Mom. A little bit about challenges, and then this is not that our project is the only challenging project. I think the lessons that we've learned from here could be useful to others who are trying to, we'll try to do similar things in the future. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. As it was mentioned earlier, building a team, an effective team, it sounds easy, but you have a multidisciplinary cultures of you know, diverse cultures, and you have cross-Atlantic, bringing people together to embrace this project and work together. Yeah, it can present a challenge, but it's also exciting. And creating a technology for the sake of e-learning that fits the, you know, multiple institutions across Africa, that's another interesting challenge. And ultimately, getting the faculty to take these materials, incorporate them into their teaching, and is that effective? Will they adopt the materials? What do you need to do to help them use this product as we would like them to use? And the last point I would like to share is sustainability. When you pick momentum, you know this is not a 3 to 5 year project. This is a long term project. Are you going to be able to invest in this? How can you bring in others to work with you in this? You cannot do this alone. So the several faculties at Iowa State, from engineering, horticulture, agronomy, plant breeding, genetics, and staff from several centers that came together and formed PBEA. And we realized immediately that this is a large project. As a leadership, there was a need to integrate this project. So forming three teams, a curriculum team, e-learning technology team, and a team that was going to help the faculty in Africa integrate the materials into their teaching. Currently, this is the leadership of these teams, and this is a dynamic process. You know these projects, how they operate, but we are excited by the contributions that are being made by these individuals here. A lot of traveling to Africa, a lot of conversations, a lot of asking questions about what works for you, what are your challenges, what's required. And that's an ongoing, never ends. This is what I'm learning, that it will never stop. You don't get good at this. You always want to make effort to reach out and bring others to the table. Bringing the faculty to Iowa State University to work with us in reviewing the modules, those e-courses with us, contributing their own ideas, being part of this, embracing this process, this product. This is an interesting one. E-learning, you have computer technology specialists, and so you want to get plant breeding courses and deliver them online or on devices such as computers. So e-learning is not just online, it could be offline also. So getting a plant breeder to trust a computer specialist that, yeah, you're going to create an interactive feature that will convey what I would like to convey to my students. It takes time, and it just takes listening to one another. But ultimately, things will work out, and the courses that we have are not just slapping PowerPoints or Word documents online. These are enriched with high graphics, interactive features, videos, and quite an interesting set of materials here. And I hope you'll have a chance to explore. I'll give you a URL about where you can access this content online. The first round, we had to deliver these materials on USB devices. We had learned during our conversations that internet access and electricity, these are issues that were real at that moment. And to get off to meet the needs of these universities, as they were going to get students 6 months after the project had started. So they needed the materials immediately. We had to start with a platform that will allow them to use these materials offline. But with time, as the demand increases, we couldn't FedEx things across Africa. We decided to go create a content management system that users can access, use the materials online, or download the materials and use them offline. So you have dual purpose here, meeting the needs for offline and online needs. And this content management system also has a professional learning community, and this is a part that is led by an ag education team at Iowa State, helping the faculty in Africa identify capacity development needs, best practices, how to integrate these materials in their teaching, and bringing them to Iowa State for symposia, working with them hand in hand, to find the best way to use these materials. And again, connecting this faculty from Africa with plant breeding professor at Iowa State, giving them examples of how we use our own e-learning and create activities out of those materials that take students to the field, to the lab, and so this is a way for them to learn how they could utilize these materials more effectively. And ultimately, students are using these courses in Africa to study as groups or spend in-class time where the professor is looking at what errors might be in their thinking. And this is a recent graduates. This is very exciting. There are a lot of hard work by the African counterparts here. And new partnerships are coming up where we are helping the universities in Africa form obtain grants and creating other opportunities for plant breeding in the continent. And PBA is spreading around the world. We started with 3 countries in Africa. There's now 9 countries in Africa. We've spread to South America, Asia, and Europe. Sustainability, this is important. We are thinking of potentially forming a public, private community of practice. But how does this work exactly? We don't know. We are looking for ideas. We welcome others. We are open to working with others. We're very interested in listening to any suggestions you might have. I have a brochure here. As you leave the room, please don't forget to pick up a copy. It's on the table at the end of this room. And for that, I want to thank the Gates Foundation and the team at Iowa State.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks very much, Walter. Okay.